So I want to give you the privilege.
我今天给大家一个特权。
To say amen.
说阿们。
To say hallelujah.
说哈利路亚。
That is truth, preach it.
这是真正的道。
So you could actually give me some feedback as I preach.
当我们在讲道的时候，大家也可以这样子来回。
If you don't like what I say, you could talk to me afterwards.
如果你不喜欢的话，就不要。
Before I started here as youth pastor, I was working at a children's school in Miami, Florida.
在我成为你们青年部牧师以前，我那时候是在佛罗里达州的迈阿密的一个儿童学校工作。
Graduated seminary, thinking that I'll get into the pastorate right away, but God has landed me a position as an office specialist.
在我在神学院毕业以后，我以为可以进入教会的工厂服事，可神却安排我是在一个小学的办公室里工作。
And in this church school that where I was working, there was, I would say, maybe 75% of those that were working there were Brazilian, from Brazil, from South America.
我工作那个学校大约有75%的人都是从巴西来的。
And they taught me one word, and that word is abakashi.
他们那时候教我一个字，那个字就是 abakashi.
Say it with me, abakashi.
我们一起来念 abakashi.
Abakashi means pineapple.
Bagashi 的意思就是凤梨或菠萝。
I know all of you were like kind of like weird, like what is, why is there a pineapple on the stage?
你们可能想说为什么今天我们一个水果在这个地方。
Every morning, I would receive this message from my boss.
每天早上我的老板会这样跟我说。
Chris, we got a bagashi.
Chris, 我们今天有一个 bagashi.
And she did not mean a pineapple.
他不是指的是凤梨。
She meant a problem.
他说的是问题。
See, for Brazilians, they symbol, the pineapple symbolizes a complex problem.
对巴西人来说，凤梨代表是一个复杂的问题。
So as office specialist, I was the savior of this office.
所以呢，我既然是办公室的专员，所以我就是在那边专门解决这些问题的人。
All the problems will come to me, and I need to fix them.
然后呢，所有的问题都是要带到我面前，然后我来解决。
In this text that we just read,
我们刚刚读的这段经文,
we have an abakashi.
我们有一个 abakashi.
We have Jesus, in which one of his disciples betrayed him.
耶稣基督那个时候有一个门徒背叛了他。
He is going to prepare his disciples for his departure.
他那个时候就要准备他的门徒他的离去了。
It's not going to be a nice departure.
不是一个很完美的一个离去。
It's going to be a gruesome,
非常的痛苦,
horrific,
很可怕的
unexpected departure
非常不能够想象的一个离开
he will enter into trial
他会进入到一个审判当中
condemned for insurrection
被说因为他是有叛乱罪
and he will be crucified
然后他会被钉十字架
as a criminal
就像个罪犯一样
the disciples
那个时候门徒
will scatter out of fear
他们都是因为害怕而四处奔跑
With their dreams and aspirations completely dissolving before their eyes.
他们的梦想，他们的期望完全破碎了。
They will see their king.
他们看到他们的王。
Hanging on a cross.
竟然挂在十字架上。
And despair and confusion will set in.
他们所有的痛苦，感伤全部都在他面前了。
But Jesus, as a good shepherd.
可是耶稣是一个好牧人
is seeking to comfort their souls.
所以他就来开始安慰这些门徒
is seeking to anchor them with a promise and revelation.
用他的应许和他的启示让这些人有一个心灵的锚
a promise for them.
对他们的应许是
a revelation for them.
对他们的启示是
a promise for you.
也是对我们今天的启示
a revelation for you today.
也是对我们今天的应许
I don't want to get too Pentecostal here.
我想不要搞得太使徒化。
But I'm very excited to see what Jesus has to speak to us today.
我非常的兴奋，想要知道今天神要对我们来说什么。
The title of this message is Anchor for the Soul.
今天的主题是灵魂的锚。
The big idea for this message is this.
今天的主题的重点是
Jesus is our perfect revelation of God.
耶稣基督是神完美的一个启示。
You want to know God?
你想知道他吗?
Look at Jesus.
就是看耶稣。
Trust in him with your whole heart.
用我们全心全意来爱他。
In all things.
在所有的事上。
And you'll see that peace will reside in your soul.
那你的平安就会存在你的心里。
as an anchor for your soul.
就像一个灵魂的锚一样。
So first point.
所以第一个点。
So if you're note takers, this is the way that you make your pastor happy.
如果说你们喜欢记录的话，我看到你们记笔记，这个牧师会很开心。第一点。
So first point is this. Jesus wants you to walk on water.
耶稣他和他们是一对一的来工作。
But you must be teachable.
可是呢他们这些人要必须是一个受教的。
What do I mean by that?
那我指的是什么意思呢？
Well, I want to direct your attention to verses 1 to 3.
我们看我们第一节到第三节。
We read, do not let your hearts be troubled. Don't let it be stirred up by the circumstances that will face you.
就是说我们心里不要忧愁，不要为一些事情受到干扰。
Believe in God.
相信神。
Well, believe also in me.
也同样相信我。
We see here that Jesus wants us to depend on Him completely.
耶稣要他们对他的相信是完全的信靠。
Because the fact is, if you're not already going through suffering,
如果说你们今天不经过受苦的话,
you will be going through a period of suffering in your life.
你们以后还是会受到某些痛苦的。
And the question I have for you today is, what do you do during those times?
那我的问题是说, 当我们在碰到这些苦难的时候, 我们怎么做呢?
Do you retreat to God's promises?
我们会回到神的话语上, 神的应许上吗?
Or do you retreat away from God's promises?
或者是我们偏离了神的话语?
Do you trust God?
你相信神吗?
Or does doubt set in?
还是我们有很多的疑惑?
We can learn something from what happened to Peter on a boat heading to the other side of the sea.
我们可以看看那个彼得那个时候在那个湖面上和耶稣经历的事做一个例子。
You know the story in Matthew 14, right? Where Jesus walked on water, right?
你记得那个马太福音在第十四章那边就是讲到耶稣在湖面上行走。
But who else walked with him?
是谁和他一起走呢?
Peter, right?
Peter.
So we know the story.
所以我们知道那个故事。
Jesus goes off to have a late night session with his father.
那个时候耶稣他与神有一个晚上一个沟通的时间。
Tells his disciples to get on the boat and go ahead onto the other side.
那他跟他们就说你们上那个船去到那个湖的对面。
He dismisses the crowds.
然后他把那些群众都解散了。
He goes up to a mountain to pray.
他到山顶上去祷告。
And well until the night he was alone.
当他在一个人的时候
Meanwhile, the boat is already off into a long distance.
然后那个时候呢那个船已经离岸边很远了
And is being battered by the waves because of the wind was against it.
那个时候有狂风大作因为那个风很大所以那个船就是飘摇不定
And what do we read in this account?
那我们下面读的是怎么样呢
That Jesus came toward them walking on the sea very early in the morning.
那耶稣在那天很早的时候看到然后他就在湖上
走
过去
and to the disciples' surprise
然后呢那些门徒很惊讶
they see him walking on water
他们看他在那个水上走
they weren't happy
他们不是很快乐
they were terrified
他们非常的惊慌
it's a ghost
哇是一个鬼怪
they said they cried out of fear
他们非常的害怕就叫起来了
but what did Jesus say to them?
那耶稣对他们怎么说
He tells them,
他跟他们说,
have courage.
你们放心,
it is I. Don't be afraid.
是我不要害怕。
But what does Peter ask?
那彼得问什么呢?
Lord, if it's you,
主如果是你,
command me,
请叫我,
to come to walk to you on the water.
也从水面上走到你那边去。
And what does Peter do?
那彼得做什么?
Jesus says, yes, come.
那那个耶稣说好,你就过来。
And he starts walking on water.
那彼得就在水上开始走了。
But then when he saw the strength of the wind, what took place?
那他当他看到那个风很大的时候变怎么样呢?
His walk, which was steady, with strength and with faith, started to dissolve into despair and doubt.
他那个时候本来是充满了信心在走路的脚就开始有点疑惑了。
Instead of keeping his eyes on Christ,
他没有把他的眼睛定睛在神耶稣的身上。
He was focusing now on his circumstance.
他现在开始看他周边的状况。
You know what took place to him?
你知道他在什么地方。
He didn't die.
他没有死。
But he was near to the point of drowning.
可是他几乎被溺死了。
Save me, Lord!
他跟主说救我啊。
Jesus immediately reaches out his hands.
耶稣就把手伸过去,
and he looks at him like he would look to you and I.
他看到他就像看到今天你我一样,
you have little faith.
你这个没有小信的人啊,
why do you doubt?
你为什么会有这个疑惑呢?
What we learn from this story,
当我们在读这个故事的时候,
and even in our times of personal suffering,
我们在也许经历一些个人的痛苦,
is that we have either one or two choices.
我们有, 两个选择当中选一个,
we could trust God,
我们可以相信神,
or sometimes we could doubt God, doubt Jesus.
或者我们可以, 对神不太有信心, 或怀疑耶稣。
This is not a rebuke.
这不是一个,
I think this is just an occasion to see God's grace. Although we fall short many times and we fail God in believing Him, He still uses the situation to teach us something, right? See, Peter had to walk on water, go through these crises, these moments of suffering, in order that he will be teachable. And by becoming more teachable, he will see what he's capable of doing through the power and presence of Jesus Christ. And it's there in that moment of suffering, in that exercising of faith, that when he sets his eyes on Christ, he's walking on water. I want to turn your attention to verse 1. Jesus gives a commandment to his disciples. You're in the middle of the sea.
你们是在水上,
chaos is setting in.
有很多混乱在你们身边,
the boat is being rocked.
然后这个船很摇摆不定,
but don't let your hearts be rocked.
可是不要让你的心也摇摆不定,
don't let your hearts be troubled like these waves that you see around you.
不要让你的心就像身边的这波浪一样摇摆不定.
If you believe in God, believe also in me.
如果你相信神, 也当信我.
And it's here where he gives this command,
他这个时候给了这个命令,
that he gives a promise,
他同时也给个应许,
an anchor for the soul.
就是灵魂的锚.
Now we can read this verse, we can look at it, verses 2 and 3.
我们看到第二节,第三节,
and we can arrive to the plain understanding that God, Jesus is promising entrance into heaven, that we'll have a spot in heaven.
这个耶稣他对这些人说, 你将来会进到神的国, 我去那边预备地方。
But brothers and sisters,
可是弟兄姐妹们,
we have a promise that is much more sweeter when we actually go more in depth with what he's saying here.
可实际上神给我们的应许是比我们想象的还更要甜美,
to see the magnitude of what he's sharing in order for it to be an anchor for our souls.
他要跟我们分享的是更广大的,更好的事情,是我们灵魂的锚。
In Jewish culture,
在犹太人的习俗当中,
when a young man wants to ask the hand of marriage to a young woman,
如果一个年轻人想要, 要求一个女孩子嫁给他的话,
anyone here that is about to get married, raise your hand. Maybe.
这边有没有人是要结婚的?
Maybe not many.
有的话请举手。
We got one brother right there, my brother Will.
那边有个弟兄准备要结婚。
Let's give him a round of applause. You know, he's about to get married soon.
那个弟兄要结婚,
kind of diverted from my teaching.
请大家给他恭喜一下。
So see something beautiful here. We see that this young man will go to the father of his future bride.
那这个年轻人会去到他的女朋友的父亲那里。
He's going to broker a covenant with him.
他会和他, 做好一个契约。
Upon approval,
在他的, 女方父亲同意以后,
he makes his way to his future spouse.
那他就会去他未来的配偶那边。
What he'll do is he'll first go to his father's vineyard.
他第一件做的事是回到他自己的父亲的葡萄园,
get a goblet of wine,
去拿到一杯葡萄酒,
and he will present this goblet of wine to this woman, young woman set before him.
他就会把这杯酒, 拿到这个女孩子的面前。
She knows what is going on.
那个女孩子懂得这是什么意思。
This is a marriage proposal.
这个是一个求婚的表现。
What he's waiting for is for her response.
那他就要等这个女孩子的回应。
If she drinks of the cup,
如果这个女孩子喝了这个酒,
good grape juice.
很好的果汁。
Now wine, don't worry about it. You got a little worried.
你们在想我在喝酒，不是我在喝果汁。
She drinks of that cup. She's communicating to this young man, yes, I'm willing to get married to you.
如果她喝了这个酒的话，意思就是告诉这个 男孩子说，是的，我会嫁给你。
With all the excitement of the world,
这个男孩子非常的兴奋。
Men, go back to the time when you proposed to your wife.
如果, 在座的男士, 你可以回想当初你怎么向你的,
Woman, if you're married, recall back when you received that marriage proposal.
那对方也接受你的求婚的时候,
this young man will tell her,
这个年轻人会对他的未来的配偶说,
almost the exact words that Jesus is saying in verses 2 to 3.
就几乎是同样的话，像耶稣对他这些门徒说的这些话。
I'm going to go to my father's house.
我要回到我父亲的家那里去。
I'm going to build an extension to that house.
我会将一个那个房子盖在我父亲的房子边上。
You're going to like your father-in-law.
你会喜欢我的父亲， 就是你的公公， 不会有吵架的。
When I build that place,
当我将那个房子盖好的时候，
when I prepare that place for us,
当我在准备那个房子的时候，
and it's finished,
当这个完成的时候，
I will come back and receive you to myself as my bride.
我就回来迎娶你做我的新娘，
and take you to that place so we can live.
然后就将你迎娶到我盖的那房子那边， 我们一起居住。
Do you see the connection with what Jesus is communicating to his disciples?
你这边有没有看到那个连贯性， 就耶稣怎么和他的门徒在沟通吗？
You have drunk from the cup of the new covenant.
因为我们今天也喝了这个， 主的杯。
You know that I'm going to be faithful to you.
你也知道我会对你是， 忠心的， 忠实的。
You're engaged to me.
你已经嫁给我了。
But I will disappear for a moment.
可是呢， 我会， 暂时消失一段时间。
My physical presence is not going to be with you.
我也许肉体上， 实质上不跟你在一起。
Now another point for you to know of Jewish culture.
在另外一点， 那个犹太人的， 风俗。
That this building project that this young man is going to undertake,
这个年轻人他想要做的这个盖的这个房子，
does not depend on its finality by his own decision. This is actually depends on the approval of the father,
他这个,
of his father.
他这个盖房子不是他自己说他可以决定怎样， 而是要根据这个男孩子的父亲来决定。
So when his father looks at this new extension from the house,
所以当着父亲看这个房子， 盖在边上这房子， 盖好的时候，
and it's upon his approval,
是这个父亲的决定，
that he will tell him, go son, get your wife.
他觉得这个房子盖得好， 才会跟儿子说， 好， 你现在可以去， 你将你的新娘娶过来。
What Jesus is teaching you and I today is this.
今天耶稣基督在这里所教导我们的，
that the cross is part of the process.
那个十字架是一个过程当中的。
We know that he's going to resurrect.
我们知道他已经复活了。
We know shortly after 40 days, he's going to ascend unto heaven to his father's right hand.
我们也知道40天以后他就会， 升天到他的父神那里去。
In the meantime,
在这个过程当中，
we are called to wait patiently.
我们被要求很耐心地等候。
To wait faithfully as a young woman will wait for her future husband.
就像那个时候的心腹，她要很耐心地等候她未来的丈夫来迎娶她一样。
Jesus is giving a promise that is meant to be as perspective for our lives.
耶稣基督给的应许是从我们的角度来看的。
That there will be temptations.
那个时候会有一些诱惑在我们身边。
To forget that Jesus is there.
会忘记说， 耶稣在那里。
But he's promised his presence through his Holy Spirit.
可是神他应许我们是他的圣灵会与我们同在。
And what we see here in this text,
在这个里面我们读的经文,
is that he wants to prepare us as his future bride when he comes back again.
他要准备我们是他将来迎娶的心腹，当他再来的时候要迎娶我们。
It's not if he's going to come, it's when he's going to come.
不是说他会不会来， 而是说他什么时候会再来。
You remember what Jesus said, right?
你记得耶稣所说的吧。
The hours are to come which I don't know of, but my Father knows.
我不知道我什么时候来， 可是我的父知道我什么时候来。
Upon his approval,
是父神的允准，
I will come back.
我才会来， 我就会来。
His arrival is certain.
他的来到是一定的。
Now, second point is,
第二点,
Jesus wants to show you the riches of his kingdom.
耶稣基督他要将那个天国的丰富丰盛显现给我们看。
And he wants you to set your affections on that kingdom. In John 14, 4, it says this, you know the way to where I'm going.
他跟他说,
see, we see that Jesus is going to enter into his glory.
就是耶稣基督他进到他的荣耀当中。
But first, he must suffer.
可是第一他先要受苦。
Oftentimes when we hear stories of glory, we don't want to hear the story of suffering.
我们常常很多时候只是喜欢听到说荣耀，而不希望听到受苦的事。
We just want to go straight to the end.
我们只希望最终到了终点就好。
But the fact is that there's a pattern in the Christian life in which if we are to experience glory,
可是实际上在基督徒的人生当中, we,
just like our Savior, we must go through times of suffering.
就像我们的救主耶稣一样, 我们会经历到这些痛苦。
One of the wonders of Christianity is this.
在基督教当中有一点,
is the incarnation.
就是道成肉身,
to think that the Son of God,
像神的儿子,
who shares in the divine identity,
他与他同享这个神性,
took a nature similar to ours.
他竟然取了人的形象。
He knows all things.
他知道所有的事情。
He doesn't have to go through suffering to know suffering.
他不需要经历痛苦才知道痛苦。
But he chose to suffer.
可是他选择受苦。
Because it was the Father's will.
因为这是父神的旨意。
He chose to suffer.
他选择受苦。
In order that he may be a sympathetic mediator between us and God.
他就可以成为我们与神当中那个充满怜悯的中间者。
Because the fact is this.
可是实际上,
that sin is what separates us from God.
那个罪恶将我们与神隔绝。
Our failure to obey and trust God.
我们常常在遵循主的旨意上失败了。
Leads us to the point where we forfeit heaven.
我们从某一个角度，我们好像拒绝了天国。
And that we beckon God's wrath.
我们好像跟那个神的愤怒在招手了。
And you may be thinking, Pastor Chris, that's kind of harsh.
可能你们会说，Chris牧师，这个好像有点太残酷了吧？
Happy words, happy words. Why sad things?
为什么不讲一些快乐的话，讲的这么痛苦的事呢？
But if I don't share you the bad news. You won't appreciate the good news.
你才会更惊艳这个好消息。See,
God is holy.
因为神是神圣的。He
is consecrated to everything that is good, beautiful, and pure.
他创造的一切事物都是美好的。Because
he is good, beautiful, and pure in himself.
因为神是美好，他自己本身就是美善的。
He is consecrated to everything that promotes justice and righteousness.
他所做的一切事将我们分别成圣，是要将这公义彰显出来。
Because he in himself is righteousness and justice.
因为他自己本身就是公义的。
And therefore,
所以,
he hates all evil.
所以他非常的厌恶罪恶。
And the sad fact is that we all commit evil.
可是呢，我们都犯了罪。
And since that is the case, we stand condemned before God.
所以我们在神的面前是受到咒诅的。
For our sins.
因为我们的罪恶的缘故。
But the good news is this.
可是好消息是,
God is merciful.
神是充满怜悯的神。
God is kind.
神是良善的神。
God is loving.
神是一个充满美善的神。
And he shows his love by him sending his son into the world.
他对我们的爱是借着他将他的独生子差到这个世上。
To take away our sins.
将我们的罪恶拿去。
And to give us the kingdom of God.
然后给我们, 善良。
Isn't God's generosity amazing?
你有没有觉得神是非常的慷慨，而且非常的令人惊讶呢？
Upon hearing that,
当我们在听到这个时候,
why is it that there's times that we doubt God's goodness?
那为什么有时候我们会怀疑这个好呢？
If we've seen already the extent of God's love,
如果我们看到神所呈现出来的美好,
I think that with this illustration, this will help us to really understand why.
我想借着下面的那个, 比喻, 也许让我们可以知道为什么。
So I want to get your attention here for this story.
我们大家注意看。
So there was a cop that stops this couple in the highway.
有一个警察他在那个高速公路上, 停了一个车子。
He goes to the driver's side, knocks on the window.
他走到那个, 驾驶座边上, 敲敲那个窗户。
The husband rolls down the window.
那先生就把那个车窗摇下来。
And the police officer asked him, do you know that you were going 30 miles per hour over the speed limit?
那个警察对这个驾驶, 这个先生说, 你知不知道你超速, 超过30英里了。
A bit terrified, he was like, oh, sir, no, sir, I didn't know.
那个驾驶就说, 哦, 对不起, 我不知道啊, 没有啊。
But in the passenger side,
可是那个副驾驶座,
His wife replied,
他的太太说,
Oh no, he didn't know. The officer again told him, Did you know that you have your tail light that needs to be replaced?
那个警察又对那个驾驶说, 你知道你的后车灯那个灯坏了吗?
Officer, I didn't know that.
他就跟那个警察说, 哦,对不起,我不知道啊。
But his wife replied,
可是他太太又回答了,
he didn't know.
他真的,他知道的。
He's just too lazy to change it.
他只是太懒惰了, 才没有换那个车灯。
And out of anger, her husband,
然后这个先生非常的生气,
screamed at her.
他就对这个太太大吼,
Woman, shut up!
妇人,闭嘴。
The officer looked puzzled.
那个警察就非常的困扰,
and asked his wife,
然后就问这个太太说,
Does your husband always speak to you this way?
你的先生常常都是这样对你说话吗?
And she looks at the officer.
他看着警察说,
No, only when he's drunk.
没有, 只有他喝醉, 只有我先生喝醉酒的时候才这样对我说。
We could say one thing with our lips.
我们可以在嘴上说一些事。
But our heart sometimes testifies something else, right?
可是我们的心常常表达的其实是另外一个。
Isn't it sometimes during the times of suffering?
有时候我们在痛苦的当中。
Hallelujah, God is sovereign, we say.
我们跟说神啊赞美主。
Sometimes we have this doubt within our hearts, right? If we're honest.
可实际上我们的心里也许是充满着怀疑。
And I don't want you to feel bad for that because the reality is
我不希望你因为一直觉得很不好, 可是因为实际的状况是,
that we all fall short of believing and trusting in God fully.
因为我们常常我们的信心不足, 没有办法全心的相信神。
But then there are other times that actually foster and cultivate this disbelief.
可是其实在这个状况当中可以让我们会觉得不信。
And promotes these doubts.
会让我们的心里有很多的困扰,
that we must address.
我们必须要去面对这个问题。
There are three things that why that can contribute to that.
那我们有三件事情会导致这个结果, 我们来看一下。
One thing could be,
第一件事,
that there are sometimes other things competing for our affections.
就是我们一些世上的一些事情来争取我们的注意力。
There's other things that have control over our affections.
或者一些其他事情来控制我们的心怀意念。
And that's a recipe for spiritual chaos.
这个呢其实就是 心灵上的困扰的一个 根源。
It could be power.
这个也许是我们的权力。
It could be money.
也许是金钱,
it could be sex.
也许是性,
it could be many things.
也许是其他的事情,
good things.
也许是好的事,
but when we make them the ultimate thing,
可是当我们把这个好事当成最终的目标的时候,
not only do we dishonor God,
而不是根据神的旨意的时候,
but we also dishonor ourselves.
我们不尊重神的时候, 其实也就没有尊重,
we corrupt ourselves.
我们将自己腐化了。
But the fact is that we are all susceptible to this.
可是呢, 其实我们也没有办法去, 困, 面对这样子的困惑。
Because sin resides within us.
因为我们的罪就在我们的里面。
Resides outside of us.
我们的罪在我们的周围。
And is being peddled by an enemy for our souls, who is Satan.
然后是撒旦不断地传出这样的讯息给我们。
And the last thing too is that oftentimes, because of all those things and even more too,
然后在这个时候常常很多时候是这样子,
we don't really exercise our hearts to long for the kingdom of God.
我们没有真正操练我们的信心能够在神国里有份。
So what is it that we do?
所以我们这个时候怎么做呢?
To change this condition.
我们要改变这个环境。
I think it's first for us to come to terms that when we have our heart's affection not on the kingdom of God but anything else, that is adultery.
其实我们要知道, 如果我们不将我们的信心放在神的身上, 这是属灵上的一个, 奸淫。
That if you're engaged to Jesus,
你已经跟神订婚了,
and you say that you're waiting for his second arrival,
你跟耶稣基督订婚, 你也等候他的再来,
all things that prod out for that primary affection will only serve to lead you to that place where it's just spiritual chaos.
如果我们不这样做的话, 我们的, 信心上的困扰, 或者小信, 会让我们在属灵上变成一个很混乱的状况。
And the prescription is this.
我给你一个处方。
A prescription for your soul that Jesus gives.
就是这个耶稣基督在我们属灵上的一个处方。
He just tells us.
他就是告诉我们。
As you would say to a friend.
就好像对一个朋友这样说。
Seek first the kingdom of God.
求神的国,
and all its righteousness.
然后这一切,
and everything else will be added to you.
一切事都会加给你了。
Why do you worry about what you're going to wear, what you're going to drink?
你为什么担心要吃什么, 穿什么呢?
Or where are you going to live?
你要住在哪里呢?
Or what I'm going to do next week in this situation at work, which I don't know how to resolve.
我不知道下礼拜,为什么担心下礼拜会发生什么事,
with a child that is rebellious and I don't know what to do.
或者这个小孩子不听话,要怎么做呢?
With questions about my future, what career path I need to take.
我对未来为什么会困惑，不知道未来要做什么呢？
Or that who's going to be my spouse? I don't want to be alone.
或者是说谁会成为配偶呢？我不想成为单身的。
All those things just naturally come out of our hearts.
好，很多时候这些事自然从我们心里发出。
You go through it.
你知道。
I go through it.
我也知道。
We're in this together, right? Amen.
我们都是一样的。
But thank God that Jesus tells us, just seek the kingdom of God.
可是感谢神，神说就是追求神的国。
And one other thing.
还有另外一件事。
We need to learn to mortify the flesh.
我们必须要将我们的肉体看成死的。
To say no to the tendencies in us diverting our attention from Christ and diverting our attention to the circumstances of life.
将那些事情会将我们从看重世上的一些纷扰的事情，让我们不能够专心在神上的这些事，要把它看为死的。
Remember, Jesus wants you to walk on water.
你记得耶稣希望我们在水上行走。
He doesn't want you just to float.
他不希望只是这样子。
He doesn't want you just to be like almost breathing, like, oh.
好像快要溺死的样子。
No, he wants you to be walking on water, trusting in his promises.
他希望我们真正在水上行走，而且能够相信他给我们的应许。
I think the Apostle Paul puts it well to his letter to the Colossian church.
保罗他在对哥罗西的信徒写了一个信，他这样写。
Since you are united to Christ,
他说你们是与基督一同复活。
It says, you have been raised with Christ.
你们跟神一起复活。
Set your hearts on things above.
你将你的心思放在上面的事。
Where Christ is.
神是，耶稣基督是。
Seated at the right hand of God.
他坐在神的右边。
And set your minds.
将你的心思意念。
On the things above.
注意上面的事,
not on earthly things.
不是在思念地上的事,
because the reality is this.
因为真正的情况是,
you have died.
你们已经死了,
and your life is hidden in Christ, in God.
你们的生命是与基督一同藏在神里面。
And when Christ comes back again,
当耶稣基督再回来的时候,
who is your life,
他就是你的生命。
And he appears,
当他显现的时候,
then you will also appear in glory.
你也会与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So therefore, put to death.
所以将我们自己放在死的里
面。Whatever belongs to the earthly nature.
不管是我们这个世上所有的不好的事。
Sexual morality.
像淫乱。
Impurity.
污秽。
Lust.
邪情。
Evil desires.
恶欲。
Greed.
贪婪。
Which is idolatry.
贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
Because of these, the wrath of God is coming.
因为这些是神的愤怒会临到悖逆的人。
Thank God that we have the blood of Christ, right?
我们谢谢神有耶稣基督的宝血。
That protects us from the wrath of God.
可以帮助我们，可以不受到神的愤怒。
We have the kingdom of God that God has given to us.
今天神的国要给我们了。
Last point.
最后一点。
Jesus wants to reveal to you that he is the king.
耶稣基督他要向我们显现，他就是王。
But he wants to lead you to that conclusion as you follow him.
他希望是你在跟随他的过程当中能够得到这个结论。
So we read in verse 5 through 7.
所以我们读第五节到第七节。
Where Thomas, doubting Thomas.
那个很怀疑的那个多马说。
Lord, we don't know where you're going.
多马说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去。
How can we know the way?
我们怎么知道那条路呢？
And what does Jesus respond?
那耶稣的回答是。
Jesus told them, I am the way.
耶稣说，我就是道路。
I am the truth.
我就是真理。
I am the life.
我就是生命。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
It is through Thomas's doubts.
因为多马的怀疑。
That we receive revelation.
我们能到得到这样的一个启示。
Revelation that Jesus is Yahweh.
就是耶稣就是 Yahweh.
Because when we see in this text is that I am is the designated name of God.
当我说我是的时候，这个就是神的名字，特别用在神的名字。
And he's describing to you and I.
向我们表达。
With a definite article.
就是这个文章的深度。
That he is the exclusive means, the exclusive way.
他是完全的唯一的一个方法。
That he's the very essence of truth.
他是这个真理的实体。
And the very embodiment of life.
是生命的本体。
You simply need to look at me and follow me.
你只要看着我，跟着我，跟随我。
What is fascinating about Jesus is that he's very humble.
很令人惊讶是耶稣非常的谦卑。
He's not like Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic. I'm the king of the world.
他不是
and announces it to everybody.
不是像铁达尼号的那个电影的男主讲说我是世界之王在那个船上这样说。
No, he uses images.
他是用一些形象。
He uses verbal pictures.
他用一些方式。
To describe his role.
来表达他的角色。
In order that you may conclude that he is the king that God has sent.
然后你可以得到自己得到这个结论他就是世上的王。
In the Gospel of John, we see that there are 7 signs.
在那个约翰福音有提到七个表征。
I want to run through them really quickly.
我们很快的走过一遍。
He says, I am the bread of life.
他说我就是生命的粮。
I am the light of the world.
我是世上的光。
I am the door of the sheep.
我是羊的门。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I'm the resurrection.
复活在我。
And the life.
生命也在我。
I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
我是道路、真理、生命。
I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
We see that Jesus is wanting to disclose to us something so important for us to know, and it's revelation from God that He is the perfect revelation from God.
耶稣基督在这里就是借着他向我们完全的表达出来说，他是神最好的一个启示。
And He's the King that will lead us home.
然后，他是我们的王，我们在他家中。
A little wine break. Joke.Like I said before, in Brazil,
就我刚才说的巴西人
What is this again?
这是什么
Abacaxi.
Abacaxi.
Say it as you mean it. Abacaxi.
Abacaxi.
Abacaxi means complex problem.
Abacaxi 指的就是复杂的问题
But in the United States,
可是在美国呢
you'll find that this pineapple,
你会发觉这个凤梨
oftentimes serves as a logo.
常常很多时候是一个记号。
For companies,
所以有些公司
for churches,
或教会
for hospitals,
医院
it doesn't mean a complex problem here in the United States.
在美国这不表达的是一个复杂的问题
It actually means here warmth,
指的是很温暖的
friendship,
是友谊
welcome,
是很欢迎的态度
hospitality,
是款待人的
Are you trekking with me?
你们跟得上我的思想吧
Do you see where I'm going with this?
你知道我在这边要表达的吧
Do you see that the cross of Jesus Christ is a complex problem?
你知道耶稣基督他挂的那个十字架上原来是一个复杂的问题
The disciples are confused
门徒非常的困惑
But what they fail to understand is
因为他们没有办法了解
That this is God's mean of hospitality
其实这是耶稣他借着耶稣表达的
This is God's means of welcome
借着耶稣所表一个欢迎一个款待的方式
This is God's means to show His glory and His love to all humanity
是耶稣是神借着耶稣表达一个荣耀的事
And that through the cross
借着这个十字架
It's not a problem
不再是一个问题
But it's the promise
而成为一个应许
It's the revelation
是一个启示
It is the very glory of God shining bright for you and I to know that Jesus is King
借着这个事情让我们知道神的荣耀
That Jesus Christ has conquered sin and death
耶稣基督已经战胜了死亡
That yes he has suffered
对他是受了苦
Yes he was rejected
他被拒绝
But he was vindicated on the third day
可是在第三天他就复活
It is by means of the cross that we are made right with God
借着这个方式我们可以与神同好
And that all of us that behold the cross of Jesus Christ that is what keeps us more than afloat but walking on water
这个就是我们注目在耶稣基督在这个十字架上的时候我们就可以在水上行走
Brother and sister and friends
弟兄姐妹朋友们
Remember the cross
记得这个十字架
Recall the cross
我们叫它十字架
Immerse yourself in it
将我们融入在这个情况当中
Let that marinate your soul
让我们在我们的心中
And friend, if you don't know Jesus,
朋友, 如果你还不知道耶稣的话,
if you want to know His love for you,
如果你要想要知道他对你的爱的话,
look at the cross of Jesus Christ.
就是来到神耶稣基督的十字架前。
The fact is that we have a God who is consecrated to save you.
我们耶稣基督他是神借着耶稣基督下来拯救我们。
Devoted like a husband is to a wife.
他来拯救我们就像丈夫对妻子一样。
That He will give His life for His wife.
他将他的生命都献上为了他的妻子。
And the fact is that this entity right here that I'm seeing right before me,
然后我看到在我眼前,
is the bride of Christ.
是一个耶稣基督的。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣基督爱我们。
The Father delights in you.
耶稣, 神在我们看到我们是喜悦的。
Because what His Son has done in order to bring you to Himself.
因为借着耶稣基督他将你们带到神的面前。
I don't know what sufferings you're going through right now.
我不知道你们现在受的心里的苦是什么。
What crises are you experiencing right now?
或者你生命当中的危机是什么？
But remember this fact that Jesus is with you.
可是记得这个事实, 耶稣基督与你同在。
Jesus is not against you.
耶稣基督不与你为敌。
And it's just for you to look at the cross to know that.
你就是要看着十字架。
The big idea is this, Jesus is our perfect revelation of God.
今天的重点就是耶稣基督是,
Your call today is to trust Him with your whole soul.
要我们全心全意地去相信他,
to trust Him in all things.
在所有的事上都相信他,
and in doing so,
在这样做的时候,
you will have an anchor for the soul.
你就会灵魂上一个锚。
I have two invitations today.
今天我有两个邀请。
First invitation is for the Lord's Supper.
第一个邀请就是, Zuchan.
This is a more than a memorial meal.
这个不只是一个仪式上的一个,
This is a celebration.
是一个庆祝。
This is a celebration in which we have the kingdom of God.
就是我们庆祝我们一个,
Given to us as a gift by His King.
就是将他的,
That we have Jesus Christ,
我们有耶稣基督,
who is right now in the midst of us.
他其实就在我们当中,
I believe that.
我相信,
How do I know that?
我怎么知道呢?
It's because the church is the body of Christ.
因为, 教会就是, 神的身体,
when we come together,
当我们在一起的时候,
we're not only worshiping God
当我们,
in the distance,
当我们大家一起来敬拜神的时候,
no, but He's near His children. So I want to invite those who have been baptized,
我邀请已经受浸礼的人,
who are in good standing in the local church,
在教会里有服侍的人,
maybe you're a visitor,
也许你今天只是一个路过,
you're also invited to partake of this.
是一个, 探访者, 你也可以与我们一起来,
now a second invitation.
享受主餐, 第二个邀请,
if you're not a Christian,
如果你还不是基督徒的话,
I have a very special invitation for you.
我对你有特别的邀请,
I want to invite you,
我想邀请你,
to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
就是接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主,
to confess Him with your lips.
用你的嘴唇来向神承认你的罪,
and testify in your heart,
而且也从心里来认罪,
that Jesus is Lord.
耶稣基督是我们的主,
that will do good for your soul.
这会对你的灵魂大有帮助。
Jesus wants you to repent.
耶稣基督需要你的忏悔。
Jesus wants you to believe in Him.
他希望你去相信他。
And He wants you to surrender your life to Him.
他希望将你的生命完全交给他。
Because He has surrendered His life for you.
因为他将他的生命也为你而舍上。
Don't leave this place.
不要今天离开这个地方。
Without making that decision.
而不做了这个决定。
We don't know when Christ will come back today.
我不知道耶稣什么时候会再回来。
Come back today, tomorrow.
也许今天, 明天。
We don't know.
我们不知道,
but we are called to be faithfully present and waiting for Him.
可是我们被要求我们要非常忠实的, 很有耐心的等候他的再来。
Plus you don't know when is the last day of your life.
我们也不知道我们最终的生命在哪里。
And so it's to come to terms with that good news and to receive it.
所以来到教会, 我们来接受主。